This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news, the headlines first. 29th International Day of Persons with Disabilities being observed today. Two persons die of coronavirus infection in Baki district and Iran passes law to boost uranium enrichment. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadeva Bhandari offers a greeting on International Day of Persons with Disabilities. President Vidyadeva Bhandari has offered best wishes to all Nepali sisters and brothers with disabilities at home and abroad on the occasion of the 29th International Day of Persons with Disabilities. The President stated that the Constitution of Nepal had ensured the right of persons with disabilities to live life with dignity and self-respect along with identity and their equal rights to public service and facilities. President Bhandari, in a message of greetings, drew the attention of the concerned authorities to help them become self-reliant by providing them employment and skills training and constructing disabled-friendly physical structures to ensure their easy access to public services. The International Day of Persons with Disabilities is observed on 3rd December every year with the aim of promoting the rights and well-being of persons with disabilities in all spheres of society and development and for increasing awareness. Nepal is celebrating the day across the country this year under the theme of ensuring best revival post-COVID-19, our collective commitment for access and sustainable development for persons with disabilities. Two people have died from coronavirus infection in Baki district today. A 74-year-old man of Koholpur Municipality 2 died of coronavirus infection today while undergoing treatment at Veri Hospital, Nepalganj. Similarly, a 70-year-old man of Beriganga Municipality 9 died of coronavirus infection today. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Baki, informed that he was admitted to the hospital on 23rd of November. A person died on the spot in a road accident occurred along the Maistan Gausala road section in Mohotari district last night. Area Police Office Gausala said that the deceased has been identified as Amar Pache Magar of Gausala Municipality 8. Police Inspector Prakash Regimi said that Yuvraj Balamaki of Gausala 8 was injured in the mishap. Pillion rider was rushed to Provincial Hospital in Janakpur Dham for further treatment after a primary health care service in Gausala. 13 people have been injured when a bus carrying wedding attendants met with an accident at Godavari Municipality in Kailali District. District Police Office spokesperson and Deputy Superintendent of Police Pratik Bista informed the bus fell 200 meters down from the road. The process of sending workers to Korea for employment, which was halted due to the risks of coronavirus infection, would be resumed soon. Similarly, the two-year term of the roster of those workers waiting to come to Korea after passing the Korean language test is to be extended by 6 months. The Migrants Trade Union and KCTU held discussions with the Director of the Department for Migrant Workers of the Ministry of Labour and Employment regarding issues concerning the migrant workers who have come under EPS and the entry of workers who have been barred from entering Korea due to the coronavirus pandemic by reoperation of all the stalled processes. The district hospitals in province number 1 has begun test for cervical cancer screening for free. Chief of Province Public Health Laboratory Dr. Jayabindra Yadav said the service was started from Dhankuta District Hospital. Social Development Minister of Province Number 1, Jeevan Ghimire, marked the beginning of the free cervical cancer test service on Wednesday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Iran has moved to stop UN inspections of its nuclear sites and step of uranium enrichment under a new law approved by its parliament. The bill would require the government to resume enriching uranium to 20%, well above the 3.67% agreed under 2015 nuclear deal if crippling sanctions are not eased in 2 months. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said he opposed the implementation of the law. It comes after the targeted killing of Iran's top nuclear scientist. Mohsin Farhadzad was killed in a mysterious attack on a road outside the capital Tehran last Friday. Iran believes Israel and an exiled opposition group used a remote control weapon to carry out the shooting. Israel has not publicly commented on the allegations of its involvement. At least 20,000 foreign fighters and mercenaries are in Libya, causing a serious crisis as weapons continue pouring into the war-ravaged North African nation. UN Acting Envoy for Libya, Stephanie Willems, said that is a shocking violation of Libyan sovereignty, a blatant violation of the arms embargo. The 75-member forum is trying to get Libya's warring sides to agree on a mechanism that would establish a transitional administration to lead the country through presidential and parliamentary elections in December 2021. The gathering is part of UN efforts to end the chaos in Libya, a major oil producer which has been gripped by violence since a NATO-backed uprising in 2011 overthrew and killed veteran leader Muammar Gaddafi. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden on Wednesday promised a group of workers hit by the rising COVID-19 pandemic that more aid would be on the way, while President Donald Trump hinted he may be ready to begin planning another run for the White House in 2024. Republicans and Democrats are trying to resolve a months-long standoff in Congress over a stimulus package for businesses affected by coronavirus shutdowns, as well as the millions who have lost jobs. More than 270,000 people in the United States have died of COVID-19, which is resurgent across the country. The United States leads the world in the number of infections as well as the number of deaths reported every day. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. The 29th International Day of Persons with Disabilities being observed today. Two persons die of coronavirus infection in Bangkok district, and Iran passes law to boost uranium enrichment.